Time at 12:50 right now, 10 before 1 for your human being. Oh, we got to go 70 thing there? All right, once in a while. I'll let you do it. Now the question, a record big question, it's still kind of get an answer to. This is a dandy one. Alan Freed coined the term rock and roll. I guess it's common knowledge. But who coined the term rhythm and blues and country western? Same gentleman. That's all I can tell you for now. WNBC. Call me up now at 212-247-8666. We'll make the record big from 66 WNBC. Well, we'd like to see yours again at WNBC. I'm Scott Music Time, 7 to 5 to 1. What a bump singers track. How about that? WNBC, let's just sing the next group for us, please. Please. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Good. I like that. On WNBC, we've got to get out of this place. Not Joey Reynolds was here today. I think I better.
You know it too.
NBC Radio Network newsroom. I may be wrong. It could be even Don Alexander. He's off the respirator again. That's good. WNBC.
This is news from 66 WNBC, New York.
Against hope, the search continues in Brownsville, Texas, for any survivors from a department store collapse. At least 8 people are known dead and over 40 others injured. Reporter Bill Young says it's going to take a while to clear all the rubble away.
There are hundreds of people working in shifts. There are volunteers, fire departments from other cities in South Texas on the scene, and they're working real hard, but even so, it's still going to take quite a while to get this rubble. Compacted concrete and twisted steel and pillows and sheets and merchandise just compacted in there.
And Young reports that there are a number of people tonight watching the rescue efforts.
There is a large crowd of people at the scene and around the temporary morgue, which has been set up about 3 blocks away. There is a large crowd of people, and they are, of course, anxious to know who is in fact dead.
The collapse occurred during a torrential rainfall, and while the official reason for the building collapse has not been announced, it thought the rain could have played a part. Rescue efforts in the North Sea are expected to resume shortly after being suspended for the night. The death toll in the explosion of an offshore oil rig may go over 160, the worst possibly ever. You're listening to NBC Radio Network News.
I'm Patrick O'Neill. I've been telling you about therapeutic mineral ice, the cool blue gel that gives so much relief and pain. But let me caution you. There are mineral ice imitators. They try to look like mineral ice. They try to fool you. But the mineral ice formula has never been duplicated. For the minor pains, arthritis, backache, and sports injuries, you deserve the real thing. Right. For minor foot pain, sports injuries, hot, tired, aching feet, get Foot Medic. A small miracle for foot pain.
Foot Medic. For the agony of disease.
I'm glad America said that.
The drought continues and hot weather records continue to be broken. One official is predicting that if the rains stay away, plants will have to close along 3 rivers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. In Washington, Becky Bailey reports the agriculture secretary and a government task force is promising legislation to help drought-stricken farmers.
One of the key aspects of the legislation will be an agreement with Agriculture Secretary Ling not to force farmers to repay government subsidies because the drought has forced farmers prices higher.
I think it would be very difficult to collect advanced efficiency payments from farmers that have no income.
The legislation estimated to cost $17 billion in funds already allocated to the Agriculture Department is expected to be introduced next week. Becky Bailey, NBC Radio Network News, Washington.
The stock market moves down as the Dow Jones Industrials close down over 7 points in only moderate trading. This is the NBC Radio Network.
Riding along in my automobile.
WNBC.
So cruising.
Beethoven next in the lyrics.
What's in the lyrics?
Rhythm and blues.
There's a lot of songs that say rhythm and blues in it.
I know, but that was
rhythm. Hey, Nick, give me a favor.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Okay, good night.
WNBC, who are you?
James.
Yeah, where are you from?
From the Bronx.
The where?
Bronx.
I think you said the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx.
Oh, man. Yeah, didn't it sound like that to you? It did to me.
Well, the Bronx is a good place to live in.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well?
Yeah, was it Mary the K?
Mary the K, no.
It wasn't.
Nope, good try, though.
Okay.
WNBC, who's this?
Okay, Brian from Staten Island.
Hey, Brian, you're going to do it again tonight, huh?
Well, if need be, Jay, if need be.
Call me Big, call me Big.
Okay. Hey, Big.
Jay.
Jay. You have me call you Jay.
Call me Big Jay.
All right, Big Jay. Is he Andy Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
All right. Thank you.
WNBC, who are you?
This is Jim from Flushing. Taking a shot on this one. Sam Phillips from Sun Records.
No, but you're on the right track at least, okay? You're in the right era, I would assume.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Somebody just said Jerry Lee Lewis, too. Good introduction. WNBC, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian.
All right.
Hey,
how'd you get through again?
I just hung up and dialed again.
Oh, okay.
Was it the man from Macon, Georgia, Little Richard?
No, it wasn't. Now, you see, now, I can tell you this. I don't want this to be an all-nighter, okay?
Well, yes, I kind of do.
You do?
I
I'm not going to give you any clues then. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.